You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Now we're all familiar with that most famous of all athletes, Gaylord Silly.
Yes,
he's my favourite.
He may have competition in the god awful name department.
Okay, ooh.
I present you, 20th century baseball player, Johnny Dixon.
Oh shit! Is this got to do with something like healthy pitches?
Get the fuck out!
Like no,
this is his
name. That's his name. His nickname is Ugly.
Ugly Johnny.
Ugly Dixon.
Ugly. Born John Oscar Dixus.
So he changed from Dixus to Dick Shot.
Yes.
Ugly Johnny Dickshot.
Wow.
Ugly actually improves.
His yeah. Life. It makes you not notice the dick shot as much as a focus. Yeah. Like unless you're
people also search for Dick Hole and Pete LeCocq.
Pete LeCocq. That's good too.
Oh man.
Rusty Cunts? What the fuck?
No.
Kansas City Rusty Cunts. American Major League Baseball outfielder.
Oh, and it's pronounced cunts, too.
Cunts.
You know, it's not cunts or something.
Yeah. No, he okay, played for the Chicago White Sox, Minnesota Twins, and the Cunts team.
Wow. Dickball's good. Johnny Dickshot.
Johnny Dickshot. It just hits you right there. Pete LeCocq. Cannonball Titcomb.
Hang on a... There's also Chubby Cox.
Yeah.
Would you buy a Dick Shot autograph for $2.50? Someone claims to have an authentic $2.50 Dick Shot.
I would cop a Dick Shot for $2.50.
I would cop a Dick Shot for $2.50.
Yeah. With best wishes, Johnny.
Johnny Dick,
Dick Shot.
Is that one's got all the games and shit? Like that's,
yeah, like he doesn't just say I'm Johnny Dickshot. He also says, you know, the
Pittsburgh, Boston, New York.
In case you don't know who Johnny Dickshot is, but yeah, for some reason, also do want his autograph.
Yeah. Well, because he's got a cool name. You're probably like, I don't care who this guy is. Like, if a guy writes, I would buy a piece of paper that a Dickshot wrote for $2. Yeah. Like, you know, it gets to no.
I usually have change in this thing, but I think I got rid of it.
Free gift.
Free gift, Dick Shot. To save you from yourself.
Why, thank you. I'm going to put this on eBay, man.
I'll say piece of paper with Dick Shot written on it by Johnny Dick Shot fan.
Ed Walsh dominated the American League from 1906 to 1912, primarily on the strength of his spitball. In the winter of 1919 to 1920, managers voted to partially ban the spitball, allowing each team to designate at most two pitchers who would be permitted to legally throw spitballs.
Okay, that is deranged on every fucking level. You get to choose two guys that are allowed to, like, commit fouls against the other team, but only two dudes.
Now, but why don't more sports have, like, a designated cheater, like one guy who's allowed to cheat?
That's fucking awesome!
Following the 1920 season, the spitball was banned league-wide, except for existing spitballers, who were grandfathered in and allowed to keep throwing the pitch legally until they retired.
That seems even dodgier. Oh, yeah, yeah, but Joe, he's been throwing those dodgy pitches.
You can't tell. You can't make him stop.
But he does that.
Break his heart, you know? That's why he got into baseball, was to...
Well, I've been a spitballer all my life.
It's like, dude, I've been cheating in this sport for, like, 20 years. Like, I mean, come on. Like, that's... It's pretty official by now, right?
Okay, his name's actually Urban Tracker.
Hang on a minute. Look, we've found a guy that is as good as Ugly Dickshot.
Urban Jane Shocker. Born Urban Jacques Shocker.
Do you know what an Urban Shocker is? It's this guy.
You know all the hilarious retarded shit about baseball and bam!
There's Ugly Dickshot, but there's an Urban Shocker.
Well, Urban was the last Yankee pitcher to legally throw a spitball.
There you go.
Wow. Was it a good pitch?
Shocker lived with a heart condition so severe, some books say he had to sleep either sitting or standing up.
Dude, check it out. And that's why he was allowed to be a spitball guy.
Hang on a minute.
His dad was an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
How bad is the state of your health where you have to sleep standing up? Well, how awesome is your health where you can sleep standing up? Like, I don't know which way to go on that one.
Like,
is his heart condition so bad that if he lies down, he dies?
Yes.
So they sort of strap him to a wall.
Yeah, or they get that incline. Like, they strap him to a board against a wall.
What was with, like, early baseball where, like, they literally just seem to grab people off the street?
Out of the waiting room in the hospital.
And guys with, like, some sort of weird horrible disease that are allowed to goober on the ball, too.
Oh, ew.
That's a spitball.
I know, but like when you think about it,
I'm glad that we can add more baseball stuff. Like I'm always like, yeah, we've done like 10 baseball podcasts.
But basically, we're a baseball podcast.
We've got more baseball. I think we've got more baseball content now than Scientology content. And Scientology is one of our recurring themes.
Oh yeah,
but it's a close like second for urine.
That's true.
Ooh, urine therapy.
Oh, good.
In urine therapy, patients attempt to treat cancer by ingesting their own urine.
Wait, their own
urine. You drink your own piss. How many times?
No, wait.
Are you sick? And you're like, you know what would cure me? Drinking my own piss.
Yeah. The like, stuff this, that my body's trying to get.
This isn't like a quack thing. This is like a practical joke.
Yeah. When you tell your brother, like, no, dude, I'll get rid of your cold.
Just a minute, we've got another Major League Baseball story. Here we go!
Former Major League Baseball player Moises Alou urinates on his hands to alleviate calluses, which he claims allows him to bat without using batting gloves.
Okay, you know what? Do you want to touch the bat after this, dude?
Well, that's why you bring your own damn bat. It's Major League, you got your own bat. Dude,
Major League Baseball, man.
I was gonna say, you know, just wear a batting glove. What's the
problem? Yeah, okay. He urinates on his hands to toughen them up.
Oh, wait, to toughen them up, not to moisten them and soften them.
No, to toughen them.
Yeah.
So like, he doesn't get the calluses from
his hands. All callus.
All urine callus.
You look like you're a bit tougher, right?
How did he start doing this? Like
how did he figure it out?
What?
Like, do you think like he was like playing baseball as like a little kid, and like some other kid told him this as like a joke, and he somehow took it seriously?
Yeah,
you know what the weird thing is?
Because that's the only sequence of events. I can't see any sequence where he spontaneously decide I can't be fucked wearing gloves. I got an idea.
Yeah, the thing is that
I'm gonna piss on my hands, which will somehow toughen them up.
I've got a theory there that like some kid was like, I'll bet you $100 that I can piss on that kid. And not only will he not get angry, he'll love it.
And he'll start pissing on himself for the rest of his life.
And he'll start pissing. Not only will he not punch me, he'll start pissing on himself. And he goes up to him and he pulls his dick out and he lets rip. And he pisses on him and he's like, dude, this will make you play baseball better.
Yeah. Here's an alternative theory. Okay, he's a little kid. He keeps pissing all over his hands. By accident or whatever.
Yeah, because
his dad says if you piss on your hands, they'll end up like
all calloused and stuff.
They'll end up all calloused and shit, and it'll be like you're wearing gloves like all the time.
Yeah,
but, like to try and discourage him, but he thinks, wait, that gives me an idea.
Yeah, and he's the youngest of three sons, so maybe his older brothers did tell him about that.
Moises?
In the Dominican Republic, because his parents.
Yeah, Moises Alou.
So he doesn't urinate not during the baseball season. Doesn't do it all year round, just during the baseball season.
Do his hands get too tough? Like, well, the rest of the time, like, he, like, you know, goes to open a car and he just rips the door off or something.
At the age of 18, Alou was more interested in playing basketball junior, so he didn't start this as, like, a little kid either. Like, that's the thing, his...
Maybe he was, like, at the urinal, like, and he just took a piss, and, like, he was about to leave, and one of the guys on the team was like, dude, are you gonna wash your hands? And he's like, nah, I pissed on them to make him tough. And then he just stuck with it.
Yeah, he's like, that's an idea I want to.
He's like, no, it's a thing I do. Urine therapy, I gotta say, is a pretty brilliant fucking, entry, like, that's...
Yeah.
Europathy.
Boxer Juan Manuel Marquez drank his own urine during a film training session, the HBO series 24/7. He revealed he believes the practice was a great nutritional benefit, aiding his intensive workouts.
Yeah, because drinking the stuff your body gets rid of.
Why do people convince that their waste product is something that they need to take in?
This guy's a boxer. This guy's hitting the head a lot. You expect from boxers that they've got some sort of brain damage.
Yeah.
Baseball players, you don't expect quite the same level of
no,
derangement.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.